Excuse me, can you please pass the sauce?
All right, so your boy Mr. Rafix representing Everything Validated. So we're here. Today we have Hedera representative.
Brady Gentile.
All right, so Brady, just a brush over. We talk about Hedera on our podcast, and one of the things we wanted to know from you as a representative, could start off like, what infrastructure are you based off of? And then on top of that, where you see yourself in the crypto market the next 5 years? Like, how are you contributing to blockchain?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work for a company called Swirls Labs, and Swirls Labs is, at least on the marketing front, contracted by the Hedera Network to provide support for Hedera. And the infrastructure itself, to answer your question, is today all run by members of the governing body. It's Web3 projects, enterprise companies, nonprofits, educational institutions like higher ed. And we're just opening up the network to community nodes this year, so community members can start running network infrastructure. We just announced the technical availability of staking. We're a proof of stake network, so that's going to be coming online very soon here.
Amazing.
And then eventually we'll be a fully permissionless network, so anyone can run a node. It's fully open, it'll be fully permissionless, anyone can build applications, they don't have to tell Hedera who they are or what they're doing. And that's the state of the infrastructure today and where we're headed.
Nice.
Yeah.
So would you say, like, based off what you just said there, you're making KYC a lot easier, or kind of like new accounts, how are you looking at that?
Yeah, so I know earlier we were talking about this idea of what the network really looks like maybe in 5 years' time, what our overarching mission is, what we're doing, to the point of accounts, what we're doing to ensure that we're ready for the future state of Web3 and we're ready for applications to come to us and start building, and that we have the features and functionalities to support their needs and to support the needs from a regulatory perspective. And so, what I would say is, in terms of the overarching idea of Hedera, is Hedera really is the network for everyone. If you look at the way that our founder has described Hashgraph consensus, Hedera's Hashgraph creator, essentially, Lehman Baird, and then the founder of Swirls Labs, Hashgraph consensus was built for shared worlds, for people to come and work together and play together own their data and have their identity and the privacy that they need and have these shared worlds of working together. And that's actually where the Swirls name came from. Shared worlds is what that means.
That's beautiful.
And so, when we look 5 years out, yes, we want to have people using the network that are considered the retail degen, the person who's doing crypto trading and playing on DEXs and lending protocols and bridging assets and all of that today. We also support enterprise applications that are starting to break into Web3. Companies like Standard Bank, that's doing a stablecoin, for example, working with Shinhan Bank in Korea to do a proof of concept for that. But then we also have permissionless applications that are building things like NFT marketplaces like Zeus Market, Hashguild, HashAxis, and fully permissionless DEXs like SaucerSwap. And I think what we recognized is, at the account level, we've set it up for a future state of Web3 where built in natively to the accounts are features that are going to be needed from a regulatory perspective and from an institutional and an enterprise perspective. So KYC flags for accounts. We don't KYC people to create an account. It's all fully open. Anyone can build an account. But there are what's called flags on the account. So let's say a financial institution wanted to use Hedera on their back end, they would regulatory-wise need to KYC their customers. They'd go with a KYC provider, and then they can natively for the account flag an account as KYC yes, KYC no, KYC unsure, and they can work with that as part of their infrastructure. The other thing is token association. So today in most Web3 projects, you know, you get your account on your network, and anyone can send tokens to any account. Yep. It's nice because it's convenient, but in the future, imagine you, you know, you're fully liable for any type of asset that's transferred to your account. You receive something of value, you become liable for taxes for that. If you get sent something nefarious, like pornography or something illegal, it's an NFT
that's all on you.
You can't have that in sitting in your account. So we have what's called token associations. Essentially, you associate a specific type of asset or a specific type of token to the account. You say, cool, I want to receive these kinds of assets in the future. You associate it, and then you can receive at any time from anyone that specific asset. We think that's really important. You know, we saw things like Tornado Cash recently be shut down. We have
the USDC
from Circle freeze accounts that are related to Tornado Cash. We're trying to avoid that type of situation on Hedera where, you know, not that we don't think like a Tornado Cash thing could be built. Anything can be built on the network.
Yep.
But we want to make sure that the network supports future states of applications and the incoming institutional adopters of Web3.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Top notch,
The camera. I saw in the pamphlet there that there's a lot of Hedera partnerships with large, organizations and institutions.
Yeah.
Do you have any short-term goals that you can speak on in terms of more of those partnerships to come?
There's a lot of, you know, as we all know, enterprise companies tend to move a little bit slow.
Yes.
And everything starts out with proofs of concept before they end up going into production. So there are a lot of proof of concepts that are being built right now by companies that are on that governing council, but there's also a lot of companies that already have applications in production. So for example, Atma.io and the Coupon Bureau are two that are using Hedera's consensus service to log coupons to reduce fraud, so any sort of redemptions that happen, these different events that occur, and it's billions of coupons every year. We also have Atma.io that's doing supply chain work, so you can track the provenance of products and components of those products on the Atma.io platform, and all of the events that occur on that platform are being logged to Hedera very inexpensively. They become completely verifiable and trustworthy, and all of the customers of Atma.io can go and verify the authenticity of the movement of products and of component of those products using the Atma.io platform. There's, as mentioned, stablecoins as a proof of concept that are being built right now between Standard Bank and Shinhan Bank. There's a lot that's moving. At the end of the day, you know, I mentioned before that there's this need for sort of degen, permissionless Web3 innovators building on the network. And the reason I say that's important is not because I think that Monkey Pictures and Sushi Coins are the future. It's because everything underlying the Monkey Pictures and the Sushi Coins, the standards, the automated market making, technologies that are being built, all of the underlying technologies and components that are being built out, those are what enterprise companies will end up likely collapsing into as they start to have to adopt to Web3. As innovative companies in Web3 that are native start to come and eat their lunch, we've seen this play out time and time again with any emerging technology where the native technologies or native applications come, they start to eat the lunch of established or traditional companies that are doing that same thing, and they do it for cheaper, they do it faster, they do it better, and then you start to see enterprise companies start to collapse into those standards. A great example is Blockbuster and Netflix. Yep. I know it's a little bit hard to grasp that because Blockbuster is a brick and mortar company and Netflix is a digital company.
Straight streaming platform.
But there's a delta that exists between Blockbuster and Netflix. And then you started to see Blockbuster try to adapt to streaming. They weren't successful.
Too late.
But I'd say the delta between the brick and mortar Blockbuster and digital Netflix, that delta is either the same or more than the delta between Web2 companies and the emerging Web3 companies and applications that are being built. And so we're going through a period of radical change on the web, and it's super exciting for me. Like, love seeing everything that's being innovated on and everything that's emerging. And so, you know, we're just trying to make sure that we're set up for success for those companies to come on board in 5 years' time, and we're ready for them.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
This just made me feel even better about Hedera.
I gotta say, like, so we're a podcast, you know, and we're on our 12th episode, but Hedera is one of our episodes.
Cool.
Each episode we try to cover you know, a new blockchain or project. So, like, a lot of interest there, and to have you speak about it.
Yeah. Oh, appreciate awesome. That. Oh, super happy for you guys.
Yeah. Really appreciate it.
OJ, you know,
excellent.
Look forward to seeing us.
You want to drop any socials or anything like that for our audience?
Sure, you can follow the Hedera handle on Twitter at Hedera, and then my personal Twitter, and I do talk about Hedera related things, is at BM Gentile, G-E-N-T-I-L-E, and looking forward to chatting with you guys. Please feel free to reach out for any more information.
For sure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was incredible.
Thank you, appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Yep.